enjoying myself this evening. Here I am again. My name's Roy Masters, in case you didn't know from the very beginning, and I want to thank you very much for making the recent pledge drive such a great success. You know what? We only fell short by, listen to this, $335,000 in order to be fully funded. If you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, then you can still do so now by calling. You can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Let me say that again. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you so much for your generous support. May God bless you, you and yours. And from me, a merry, merry Christmas and a very happy new year. You know, I don't believe that's a commercial that I recorded. I heard myself saying Grants Pass. Now, is something happening to me? I'm becoming an American. I said Grants Pass. All right. So, I have a caller. This is not funny. I have a caller from London. We have an extension of the foundation there, and in Tanzania too, and things are going very well. Thank God, we don't have to say much. And London has been there, for about 25, 30 years. And we've got really good people running it now. And we have hope for England. By the way, is it 300,000, something up. I can't remember the exact amount, what I just said. 330,000. That's only for the first third of the year. See, that's, we're short of that. So please make that happen, because this is not just one station. It's 85 of them so far. And I don't want to make this into a commercial, if you don't mind, but I see America dying, and I have the information. I have the knowledge that you need. It's so simple. The knowledge is so simple. Is learn to deal with imperfect people perfectly. What do I mean by that? But it's not possible. Your mortal self cannot do this. Your mortal self cannot save another person, nor can you save yourself. I don't mean if someone's drowning or run into a burning house. That's good. But that does not save you from your own problems. I don't mean that way. I'm saying that you have anxiety and frustration and guilt, and you've got diseases, you're drug, you're alcoholic, God knows what. You've got all the problems. There's God knows how many hundreds of different diseases that your psychiatrist and psychologist will give you drugs for. They're drug pushers. There's no cure for it. There's no mortal cure. It's immortal. I don't know. There's something that the way I can split the metaphysicalness of evil and the metaphysicalness of good. So there's a dark side of the universe, a material universe. And you're a material self, and you've been made from the dust of the earth. You see, and you don't want to be dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. You know, you don't want that. You know, you have a consciousness and intelligence, and not just to make things and make yourself a lot of money and or kill people or whatever it is, what you want to do, what is your stupid goals. There's a purpose. There's a purpose of life. You know, I enjoy my life. I never think of stuff. But it comes anyway. I never think of eating and drinking, you know, or going to the bathroom. It's natural. You don't have to have, you know, if it's not natural, you've got problems, right? And you've got to look for those problems. The dogs and cats don't have any problems. They don't have any constipation. But you do, because you're taking drugs to solve problems. The immune system's got to work. And the reason why you got these problems, your immune system is not working. or it's overworking, like a lady I'm talking to whose blood is clotting and she's going to die. And she going to live. You just wait and see. Okay, she's going to get better. Thank you. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yeah, you notice that angry people don't call me. They haven't for the last 55 years. That's it. All I had to say in the first hour is that if you call, if you're angry with me, something bad will happen to you. Because I'm speaking to you and admonish you as you should have been admonished as a child. See, I talk to you like your father should have done, and I stand in for him because he could not help what he did. So stop hating your father. See, that's the, and stop hating your mother. See, because they didn't, they know not what they do. Jesus on the cross, I've got a call from London, I just got to say, just quickly, what he said is, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is a hypnotic state. In other words, you are not aware of what you're doing. Let me be frank with you. My wife has been in a hypnotic state a whole life, and you would never know it. And I didn't put her in it. But I can't get her out of it unless she's willing to wake up. And for these 64 years, I've not been able to help her. She's hidden all this and puts on a face. And when I don't adore her and love her and play the game, there's a secret hostility. And then the dark side, you know, enters. And then she changes and she's not the same anymore. You get angry. I don't get angry. I don't get upset. And slowly but surely, when you ask what it's like to be married to Roy Masters, the truth of the matter is she's married to me, she can't be free. But she shouldn't want to be free. But then when I don't do what she expects to do, then she gets angry. And then she's doubly emboldened to me, enabled to me. She's my slave both ways. She doesn't know how to be a real wife. She's functioning out of guilt. And then I still don't reward her, because if you love somebody, you don't look for love back. You just do it because how else would you? She hasn't learned that lesson yet. But she's going to learn it. And I have hope for her. But she's losing her memory right now. I can't give up, see. Now here I am, can save everybody else, can't save her yet. And the reason is, you need the subtlety of it. This is something I'm learning from being married. Don't you get it? What's it like to be married with Roy Masters? I'm just going to get, if you'll forgive me, Maureen, I'm just going to do this because it just happens. Just quick. Because you sit there quietly and you'll get better, you'll see. And she has a blood clottings and things like that. We would talk about it. We got some time. And so therefore, she's got a problem by being angry with me she feels guilty. When she feels guilty, she does nice things. When she doesn't get some compliment back, she gets resentful, but she doesn't know what she's looking for. It's a hypnotic state. She's a slave of somebody. And I'm a nice person. And I am. But I don't play. And when she gets up, I don't play. And then she sees herself, and she doesn't like to see herself, and she gets angry again. And so, and forgetting is a way of forgetting how angry you are, as what causes you to lose your memory. You learn to get rid of guilt by forgetting what you just did, and if you were my wife, and I would say, "But you just did that," she said, "No, I didn't." And she did, but she's perfectly normal to say, "No, I didn't say that," because she can't see it. She makes herself less guilty by forgetting it, but she just did. It's crazy. Don't you understand that? This is so. She lives with me. She got two bondages. One, because death do we part. That's good. But then it's compulsive. She's looking for approval with love. It's not good. I can't say that. But you see, she's in a hypnotic state, and she looks perfectly normal. Except she's losing the normal. And that's what you're going to do. Now I'm going to get to Maureen in London. Are you beginning to see this cycle of being upset and looking for approval? And damned if you get it and damned if you don't, Maureen?
I actually have a question to ask
okay.
you in connection with that, to be honest with you.
That's good.
What it is that when I am in the midst of being upset or being worried,
yes,
it's almost like I can see the force taking over me.
Yes.
And taking control
yes.
over me. And I can't do anything about it.
You can't.
And I give up.
You give up, you give in.
That force.
Yeah, but you're giving in.
And I'm at mercy to it.
But do you
and that's what I'm seeing. So I need to know how to deal with that.
But you know when you sat there a few minutes ago? And I was saying, close your eyes and look at your eyelids. You know how to do that.
Yeah. Right?
And that's all you do, is close
okay.
your eyes. Let's do it. Just let's make it simple, because since you can do it, let me show you what's going to happen. Now, okay. what you do is close your eyes. Now, I'll walk you through it. Now, look at your eyelids. Now, how is it I'm saying that? What's the reason for it? Because you have another eye, so to speak. It's not quite an eye, exactly, but you can perceive with it. You understand that? So when you look at your eyelids, you're actually. But do you know you can see a dream, or you can see a phantom, like you just said? You can see it looking at you, grinning, menacing, and. It's intimidating you to react within you.
Yeah.
And then you end up giving your energy by giving in. But you take on the fight. The secret is not to take on the fight. Not to struggle. Because it wants you to struggle. It needs you to get upset with it to eat you from the inside. See it. I see you. I see the dark side in you. I see it, and you can feel me, can't you, dark side? Can't you, dark side? You can feel it. The game is up.
The game is up.
It's up. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do any more, Maureen.
No.
Nothing more. Nothing more. Let go. Let God. Because that light that's in you, that the ability, that the fact that you can see your eyelids. It's not your eyelids, it's your brain. It's your consciousness that's standing back from the dark side. But if you get upset, you get entangled with your intellect. And that's where it's going to eat you down there. Do you see it? Do you see? The light's going to come through you just by looking at it. Just look at it, because it's not real. See? It was coming through your parents and your parents' parents and your great-great-great-grandparents. Through one man's sin and death through sin. It's not your fault. You came into the world perfect, and the imperfectness of original sin came into you, and you are not blamed for that. You are forgiven for it. Don't you understand? You were forgiven before you were born. Don't you see? I am a messenger. You are forgiven. Don't struggle. Let go. Let God. Please, do that. Please do it. Just easy. Take it easy. No effort. No outcome. Nothing. Please calm down. Please come to my side. Please trust me what I'm saying. That's all. And doubt the doubt.
I want to trust you.
Huh? What was that?
I want to trust you.
I want to trust you. Say it again. Say it again.
I want to trust you. It's the doubt. The doubt is just... I'm so used to believing the lie.
No, listen. All you have to do is look at it. The light shines on it. It cringes. If you just look at it, because it's not real.
I'm twitching all over.
I know it. But it doesn't like what I'm saying. Don't you see? It doesn't like it. But you understand, it's not you that does this thing, but sin that makes a home in you. You're not guilty of anything. You're only guilty of not listening to me. To put it simply.
Yeah.
You're only guilty. Trust me. Trust what I say. I'm awakening you to something. I'm trying to waken you up from a trance that you've had all your life. And nearly everybody on earth has it. That's why you have so many different cultures. We one nation under God. We need a whole world under God. Otherwise, you'd be under tyranny.
True.
See that?
That's true.
That's it. Listen, God loves you. If you just stop struggling and trust Him. And no, don't worry if you die. Don't worry about your blood clots. Don't worry. Just let it go. It is what it is. Okay. And, you know, like Popeye the Sailor Man. Yeah, but I am. You know what I mean?
But what you're saying is just so right. And it's so simple.
It's so simple, you can't help it.
It's so simple that you can't make it up.
See, we laugh at that. We laugh at this thing. It's nothing.
Oh, I've allowed it to take over my life. But I'm onto it now.
You're onto it, and you know it's just a phantom. It came. You know the Dracula story about Dracula? It sort of disappears on one side of the door and then goes under the door and reappears. It's a phantom. And it doesn't have any power at all, except to frighten you into giving it form inside you. That's all. And once you get the idea, once you think it's you, and it says to you, you got to be responsible. And so you have to fix this. Or bad times, things look good, and you do it, and then you're caught again.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my story about that when I was a boy? Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, how long is the great going to be? Before? About a minute. I got it. So, I'm going to work on my bicycle. I'm 15. It's cold weather, and something says you didn't lock the door. So I went up. You know, before I left, I went to look at the door, and it was locked. And then I got on my bicycle and started to go to work. Halfway there, a voice said, "But you didn't really lock the door." I said, "Screw you. I did lock the door. Goodbye to you, whoever you are." That's it. It never bothered me ever since. Well, I'm enjoying myself this evening. Here I am again. My name's Roy Masters, in case you didn't know from the very beginning, and I want to thank you very much for making the recent pledge drive such a great success. You know what? We only fell short by, listen to this, $335,000 in order to be fully funded. If you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, then you can still do so now by calling. You can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Let me say that again. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you so much for your generous support. May God bless you, you and yours. And from me, a merry, merry Christmas and a very happy new year. I want to do something in that 3 minutes, as people can hear it. So this is my 3 minutes, is it? Okay, so everybody can hear this. Maureen, how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling quite a bit of relief.
Yeah, why not? It's all it takes.
Yeah.
It's all it ever takes.
I'm glad I called you. I was quite nervous about being on the radio, but
yes,
I'm happy I called.
I'm happy you called.
And talking to you is like talking to my uncle.
Yes, I think you'll be fine. Let me say this. Just forget your complications and understand that those blood clots are the result of the way you're reacting. As a flight and fight, it can't help but cause you to die. Because it's not healthy. Animals can't have any sin. There's no guilt to them. They run, they fight. It's perfectly normal. When the danger's over, it's over. But the danger isn't over with you because it's called sin. And when you get upset and angry and judgmental, and then you've got this conflict with your Creator. And then the dark side rises in the form of materialism, in the form of psychiatry and psychology and drugs, illegal or illegal. There's no cure for that. There's no cure for it. You may live a little longer, but die from something else. See that?
Yes.
You can't play with the chemistry like that. The illusion is you have a little more time to live, but you live longer, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we die having never really lived, and you are going to live and understand the beauty of it all. And trials and tribulations, you can now deal with them with understanding they know not what they do. Just like you couldn't see what you were doing, and I woke you up. I woke you up from a trance, and now you can have faith. You can't have faith in a trance.
No.
See that? You can't have faith
in a
trance.
I see it now.
You see it now. But the interesting thing is, you can't see you're doing wrong. There's no light there to show it to you. There's only a sense
right.
that it's wrong, but you don't know how to write it. And so you try to be as right as you can, but then you embolden people to take advantage of you, and there's the anger again. See that?
Yes.
You know, cool your jets. Drop the look for love. That's it. Don't look for any love at all. Just when you... From now on, you'll have the energy to be gracious. In other words, you do nice things and you don't even know you're doing them, just like you didn't know you were doing wrong things, except you had a conscience.
Yes.
And some people don't have a conscience and they attack you and they don't like you, but you find that you'll be able to be calm and distressed. Keep that cool. That's God-given. That cool is from the other side of the force.
I just want to add something, if I can.
Yes, it's my son here.
Maureen? Are you there?
Maureen, are you still here?
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, I just want to say that I listened to my dad. He told me, don't worry, don't be upset. I had skin cancer breaking out all over my body. Within a year, it's all dried up and gone. I stopped worrying about it. I forgot about it.
That's the idea.
And then I realized, I don't even have that problem anymore.
That's right. So now, Maureen... Enjoy your life, and
thank you.
And when you see it, it has no power over you except that you give it, and you're tricked into giving it. That's all. and you'll see you'll be as free as a bird. And your blood clots will disappear tomorrow. They're already dissolving. They're already dissolving. Your blood pressure's down, guaranteed. Ever take your blood pressure?
No,
take
it doesn't really affect. It doesn't affect my blood pressure. My blood pressure is normal.
I know, but your blood pressure is not normal all the time. See,
right? Okay.
And your blood pressure is always, when you go to the doctor, is always high,
yeah,
because of anxiety. But it may be, and they will overlook the fact that you have blood pressure. You know what my blood pressure is? I have a new heart. I grew new arteries. I went through all kinds of things. My blood pressure, as I speak to you now, is 105/60/60. I'm 88 years old.
Right.
I've been regenerated. You are going to be regenerated. Just let it go. Don't give it. Just don't worry. But don't worry. There's a Jewish faith is, don't worry.
I want to add one more thing, if I can.
That's true.
What?
When I started to...
Thank you very much.
Yeah, she has to go now. She has to go now.
Yeah, but I want to tell her something before she goes.
She's going now, David. She's going to go.
Now, this is important, though.
Are you going to stay there, Maureen, for a minute?
I just want to say one more thing.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that... I just want to encourage everybody out there to give to the foundation, even those that live outside of the US, because a lot of us benefit from the work you and the foundation do. And you're saving lives worldwide, not just in the United States. And everything you say is relevant to us.
That's
as beautiful. You say, one people under one God. So
all people, all the same.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. And there's all bad guys.
We all have the same problems.
Oh, exactly.
And everything you say is relevant to everybody. So I just want to encourage, no matter where you are, to support the foundation.
May I suggest that you give it to the foundation in England?
Yes, okay.
They need your support because they're delivering me to you.
Absolutely, I will.
That's very nice. God bless you.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing before she goes, and that when I started to deal with my problem, there's always a temptation to resent your body or the condition. And when you stop worrying about it, that resentment goes away, and it stops feeding the problem. That's all I wanted to say.
That's good information. Maureen, God bless you. There she goes.
Okay, she's gone.
Now, in that moment, that lady is cured. And forever cured. She will go on and on and on and have a life. And no more struggle. Now, Mr. Psychiatrist, where are you? I remember, you may not be the same ones, but I remember that when I was in Houston practicing my art, that's 60 years ago, the American Medical Society got someone and lied and put me in jail for practicing medicine, which is all I did was say, your alcoholism is because you hate your father. Enjoying myself this evening. Here I am again. My name's Roy Masters, in case you didn't know from the very beginning, and I want to thank you very much for making the recent pledge drive such a great success. You know what? We only fell short by, listen to this, $335,000 in order to be fully funded. If you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, then you can still do so now by calling. You can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Let me say that again. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you. hear myself say, Grants Pass. Ah, my goodness me. I don't think I could sleep tonight. It is Grants Pass. I shall not be intimidated by myself. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to perhaps the last half of Maureen's suffering. But you see the difference, and that will remain. That will not go away. She's awake. And as long as she wakes, she will deflect suggestions. See, I'm awake. Can you hear me? I'm awake. That's the reason why I can wake you up, if you're willing. The bad thief on the cross didn't want to be awakened, but the good thief on the cross, he said, we did nothing wrong. Well, there it is, at the very last moment. So you still got some time before you die. The sooner the better. And I want Americans to understand to go to my website. You go to two places, and one of them is the Foundation of Human Understanding, and buy a book, or especially download Be Still and Know. That was about $10. You got enough there forever. It's about 2 or 3 hours long. But it's the advance, but you won't even need that. For the free one I want to give you, which is only 7 minutes. So why don't you see the 7 minute one work and see that you don't need any me or anything else, but support me. You might want to buy a book. I can see many of you buying a book from O'Reilly, you know, the Killing Jesus or whoever. What the hell is that used to you? I can hardly sell a book. Because you're afraid. You are afraid of that book, those books. Because in those books, you know, there's, this is what I'm saying on the radio. Much more sophisticated. And I do recommend two books. Hypnotic States of Americans. It's an interesting title, don't you agree? But it's exactly what I'm talking about. You're in a hypnotic state. You can't wake up. And I want you to know, I know you can't wake up because you're in a hypnotic state. Anger produces it. And you don't know you're in it. And you don't know you're loyal to that which did it to you. Who did it to you came through you, came through somebody else who had it, and then they took their frustration out in you and put it in you, doing unto others what was done unto them. But you can't wake up from it. Not if you try, except you hear a voice like this. See? I understand it. Now, if I want to, I can go into you the same way as they did, and make you change your shoes on, and you would know I did it. If I asked you, why you got your shoes on wrong? You said, well, because they feel better that way. I said, do you remember me telling you that you turned your shoes on? He says, yes, I remember what you said. I said, why you change your shoes around? That's what would happen to you. You won't know. You won't even know it while it's facing you. Hello again, this is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just by $330,000 in order to be fully funded. So, if you're not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's to me Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay, so we got another caller. Wow, that's unusual. And Dave in Ohio. Is it? Where's Emma? Oh, I'm looking at. All right. Hold, David. Is it Dave? Emma, hello, in Venice. Hello.
Oh, hi. I was thinking you were going to take Dave first.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sitting here near the end of Venice Boulevard at the beach waiting to hear your voice.
Thank you.
So, I don't know. I just have been very weepy. I started calling you 9 years ago, and it was very bad for me. I was trapped in the house, and I had a bad back and all this stuff and this abusive husband. And as you were speaking to this other lady, you know, I suffered through the endometriosis and all this stuff, too. And a lot has gotten better, but he's horrible, okay? He hasn't gotten better. I've gotten better, but I'm left with, like, when my dad died, I was sitting in a truck stop motel, and I called you. It's like I haven't, like, created another family. It's like this is the day before Christmas, and I felt bad for myself because I can't have people over because he's psychotic. And I felt like you're the only, well, not the only. I know two other decent guys in the world, but they're, you know, married to other people.
Yes.
And I've got the psycho. But I feel like I just felt like I had to talk to you because it's Christmas and it's another year and he's worse. And I had, when the weather changed, like, I'm way better. I mean, I was literally primarily bedridden for years. And I have gotten better, but I'm still left with arthritis, and I have pain that does preclude me from doing a lot of things. Like, I still can't stand for very long. And
How old are you?
I'm 56. That's another thing. Like, it never bothered me before, but I'm going to be 57 on Sunday. And I thought, well, the first third of my life was destroyed by my mom. The second, third, I'm just, like, wasted with this fool. And now I just feel like I just want to be left alone. I feel like I just want to be alone and not have anyone pulling on me and degrading me. I don't want to live in this
actually,
environment.
Actually, what you're really saying, Emma, you're really saying is I don't want any stress anymore. And you really need stress. It's very important. You really need temptations is very important, yeah, because it exercises your virtues in those moments. They're not artificial because you're living in a dangerous world. You're living in a dangerous world and people are dangerous to each other.
Yes.
And doing to others what was done unto them, you know how that is. It's a chain gang. And
bipolar, and he's got dementia. I mean, he's not coming back. He's had every opportunity. I mean, he's seen me go from living in hell.
Well, actually, you've survived him better than he survives it. You know, you survived him, and there's something good in you that's driven him to that. In other words, his frustration is much more serious than yours. You have a sweetheart. I hear a sweetheart in you. I heard it the minute you started to sing. I know you didn't think you were singing, but you know what I'm saying. I heard it in your voice. I heard that you love who I love.
You know, I love God so much. This is the thing. The other thing is, like, today I had lunch with my friends. I call them the atheists. Because they are. And, you know, it's a little boring, but, you know, at least they're not hypocrites.
Well, just a minute. They're boring, but they're not hypocrites. I what's that mean? Because
means is, like, I feel like I have, like, they just...
There's something important in where you're saying this. I just want to hear... Yeah, I want you to just dwell on it just a little bit, if you don't mind. There's something here. So what do you mean by...
I don't know why I said it. Like, I once a month, I meet these people for lunch, and I'm Catholic. I'm a happy Catholic. I became Catholic as an adult. I have to say I have joy over there when I, you know, when I'm around my Catholic friends. But
I see.
But sometimes I don't know why I'm drawn to this group, but you know what? They're decent people, and I feel like even though they don't believe in God and they kind of laugh about it a little bit, they're honest. Like, they tell the truth. Like,
well, I don't know if that's honest, but I'm listening. I'm listening to you, so
like
I want you to play me a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, like, Christmas kind of really bothered me this year because what I did was I volunteered for Thanksgiving. I did some volunteer work for Christmas, and my heart was so full. I just thought, you know what, this is what Christmas is about. I didn't spend a penny. People donated food. We just, like, helped. We didn't help anybody. We just fed people that, you know, were appreciative that somebody was paying attention to them.
In other words, you enjoyed helping just that and not looking for,
you know what?
Not looking for someone to love you back. But hold a second. Hold it just for a second. What you're saying, let me put it into words and see if you can see clearly on this. What you enjoyed is doing the right thing for the right thing, not looking to get back someone say thank you, but it's like this. Is how else would I do it? I just felt free while I was doing that. Is that correct?
Yes, we were just totally giving of ourselves in the spirit of love, and we'll never see these people again, so there's nobody coming back. And it just seems like that's what Christmas is. And I just thought, you know, I don't really want to buy anything for anybody. That's just a bunch of baloney.
Now you have a husband that has got dementia, and he's broken.
And he's completely broken. Off the chart.
So you need to look at him the same way. You need to be gentle and kind and know he's broken and be kind to him and not judge him. Not judge him because he can't give you any love anymore. He's not capable.
He never did.
But don't judge him.
One thing he has done is put a roof over my head for 24 years, but he's let me know what a burden I am the whole time.
I understand. You see, no matter what you do, you couldn't do enough for him.
It was not right, and I feel like I put out 110%. I couldn't have done
but
more.
Hear me out. You put a lot of energy into him for one reason, which is different from the one that you just said about giving food to people who need it and enjoying the doing it.
I gave it to him because I put him on a pedestal. Put him on, like he presented himself as my knight in shining armor,
and he was.
I love you. I'm going to take care of you for the rest of your life.
Yes.
You don't have to worry. Like, and the thing is that I believed him, and I didn't know that he would hate me for taking care of me financially. You know, like
he wanted something from you. He wanted sex. That's what he wanted.
He got plenty of that. But you know what he wanted was you know, like I figured it out one time financially that if he were paying for it, he's overpaid. So I earned everything. I earned everything I got, including the sneakers I'm wearing on my feet.
But there's something interesting in this conversation. So because,
you know, I feel like I'm all over the place, but I just felt like it's Merry Christmas, Mr. Masters. I had to talk to you.
Yeah, I understand that. But I just want to redirect you just a little bit back to your husband, may I?
Okay, you could do anything you want. I'm good.
I want you to see him as one of the people in the street that you're married to, but he's one of those people's lost. And what the mistake was to do something nice for him to do something nice for you. But when you talked about giving people from the street and enjoying that, you didn't expect anything back.
No.
See, that's what love is. So what you need to do is forgive your husband, for he knows not what he does. And you can keep on doing that and helping him, and he gets angry and you're not doing enough for him, but you never expected anything back anyway. So be kind and thoughtful, make his breakfast and dinner, and he said, this stinks, it's not any good. I said, well, it's what it is, John, whatever his name is, and make sure that you don't get upset. You could only get upset when you don't get what you're looking for, which is love,
right,
from him. You know, you only need,
right,
one.
That's what happened. Like, I still sometimes feel wounded, or like I'll walk away and give him the finger behind his back.
You know? No, you don't want to do that. That's killing you.
I know. But this is the thing. It's like every time I do it, I'm aware. I'm like, oh, shame, shame. Somebody's watching. I'm aware of what I'm doing. It's not just random.
But the next time, in this, but you want to be happy, don't you? But you don't know what, you really don't know what happiness is yet.
Let me stop you,
because you could otherwise you get talked too much. I have to say a little bit more. When you do things because it's good to do, the way you described it was perfect. You felt free from anger and frustration because all you needed was to do something because you loved doing it and do not get any love back. You're not looking for something back for what you do. And your husband, now you have to practice on your husband. Don't set him up on as a pedestal and make him feel good so he loves you back for being good to him. That's where the problem is. You've broken him now. He's busted. And you've been part of it. So you need to have a little sorrow, a little regret that you did something wrong to him. You didn't respond to him properly, but you didn't know any better, any more than he knew any better. The two of you were screwing each other up. He's dying from it. You've just got a new lease on life. Okay, we're right back. Don't go back. I'm enjoying myself this evening. Here I am again. My name's Roy Masters, in case you didn't know from the very beginning, and I want to thank you very much for making the recent pledge drive such a great success. You know what? We only fell short by, listen to this, $335,000 in order to be fully funded. If you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, then you can still do so now by calling. You can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922, or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Let me say that again. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you so much for your generous support. May God bless you, you and yours. And from me, a merry, merry Christmas and a very happy new year. I do hope that Dave is from Ohio is listening to this. I may get to him just a little while, otherwise he can call tomorrow. But this is important, Emma, is that the key to this lies in you looking for love for loving. And that is emboldening the beast in a person. In other words, you put him on a pedestal. And you are, the way I said it in the early part of the program, you in doing that, you have created a god. See, in a sense,
right?
You gave him. You created a god, and you are greater than the god that you created. And this god has got to give you something back, and he does not know how, and he uses you instead. And that's your fault, and that is the fault you have. Because you have never found what love is, but you got it just a little while when you were in the soup kitchen. You got it, you got a glimpse of it. So now, stop looking to him with disdain, because you put him there unconsciously. You set him up to fail, but you didn't know you were doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think if I were you, I was saying, I'm very sorry. What's your husband's first name?
Tony.
I say that again?
Tony,
I have to tell you the truth. I think I put you in this miserable state. I'm very sorry. I put you on a pedestal. I was hoping that you make me feel like a king. And you became King Kong. You turned it on me because I couldn't do enough for you, the god I made. Instead of you appreciating me, you beat me up and you got more sex and you made me more angry, and the anger made me guilty, and the guilt made me give you more sex. And the more sex I give you, the more love, that's not love, but more love I gave you, the sicker you got for it. You became addicted. You're an addicted person. I take my share back. Sorry for being angry with you. So let's jump over the net and shake hands. And if he doesn't want to shake hands, okay. Doesn't take you. You got to stay calm now. You got to stop looking for love. You got to stop looking for it. You found it in that soup kitchen. Hold on to it. Love without wanting back anything. Do kindness, because how else would you do it? That's it. Use the meditation. Please do that. I got to let you go because I've got one more person to do. Will you call me again, Emma, if it's helpful? Okay. You were just a little bit complicated there, but if you just consider. Hello again, this is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just by $330,000 in order to be fully funded. So if you're not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's to me Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I gotta say something about that fellow that just spoke. The drive was very successful. I'm imitating Roy just now. And the problem is, the $330,000 is only for the first 4 months of the year, not for the whole year. Oh boy, I'm sorry. I just got to imitate myself, and it's Grants Pass. Okay, now let's take our next call and have a little levity there. All right, Dave in Ohio. Hello, Dave.
I have a question. I was reading the book How to Conquer Negative Emotions.
Oh, yes.
And there's one part on there that I'm a little, maybe you can expound on, but I get situations like this. And you were talking about how when you feel pressure, you have an emotion, and then you stand back and become objective.
Yes.
And then you remain, observe them until you feel no resistance from your conscience. And then you discover the natural, effortless way.
That's right.
But I kind of, like a lot of times I make, it's usually with people where, you know, you have to confront people, and I think that's where I have a little bit of a problem.
Oh, I don't mind you, but you see, confronting people is part of cool. You win when you don't lose your cool. So, So in the process of you dealing with standing back and looking at the thoughts, and that's a process. But the most important process to begin with is to see your own faults. In other words, before you can deal with other people's faults, you need to deal with what is running around inside you. See,
mm-hmm.
that thing running inside you is the first thing you got to see. You got to see that there's something in you that isn't you. It's living through you, as I said a little while ago, and nearly every person on earth has that. And it doesn't make itself known until you are unhappy with your life. And the only way, when you're unhappy with your life, there's only one other way to deal with it, is to make somebody more unhappy than yourself. You know, it's like a person who doesn't have any shoes until he meets a person without any feet and he feels better. And so what you need to do is to win the war by seeing that you are being acted through. You are in a hypnotic state. Sin is a hypnotic state. Lead us away from temptation. Temptation is the pressure of life, the cruelty of other people making a home itself in you, as it made a home in the person who did it to you. So you have to see that you had to see if that there's something in you that wants to take it out on somebody else, but you turn it back to yourself. But instead of turning back to yourself, know that what you just did or what you just said or what you're about to say is some other voice that is in conflict with the still small voice that makes you, it lights you up and say, aha, got you. You're not me. That's all you need to do is, I got you. It's like my story with a bicycle. I had, that's a simple one. So here's my first experience with the dark side of the force. I had one more when I got married. And I picked it up from my wife, believe it or not. And she still has it inside her. Mine went away in seconds. First time. But the first time was I locked the door because there's, you know, we only had a little flat. We didn't have much. But you know, but locking the door is the right thing to do. And I go downstairs, and before I get on my bike, something says, but you didn't lock the door. In my head, words. I said, where'd that come from? That's not me. So I go upstairs just in case. And the door's locked. Okay, I get my bicycle. I'm halfway to my work. It's 10 miles in the cold weather. And something says, but you really didn't really lock the door. I said, screw you, I did. I'd use a different word because I'm using American language now. And I went on my merry way. And I've been okay ever since. But everybody else gets complicated. They get confounded and confounded. And they get frustrated. They go back. Did I really lock the door? I'm sure I did, but I'm going to go back just in case. And then you lose your job. And then things begin to happen. Don't trust that voice. Don't trust your own thoughts. Don't trust them. They're not yours. And once you see that, see, you, when you're talking to me, you're speaking to a person who gets his information and gets his motivation from my creator. I didn't plan this program. I don't plan what I'm saying. I don't even know what I'm saying next. If some of it may be crazy. But my mouth is teaching my ears. My mouth teaches. I'm saying things I never said before. Oh, there's another one. There's another thing I'm seeing. I know how the universe is created now. Wow. I've done my thing with psychiatry and psychology. I want to prove God exists. And I just did it. That's it. Okay, right back. I'm enjoying myself this evening. Here I am again. My name's Roy Masters, in case you didn't know from the very beginning, and I want to thank you very much for making the recent pledge drive such a great success. You know what? We only fell short by, listen to this, $335,000 in order to be fully funded. If you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, then you can still do so now by calling. You can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Let me say that again. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you so much for your generous support. May God bless you, you and yours. And from me, a merry, merry Christmas and a very happy new year. Now, David, I'm getting upset. And you know why I'm getting upset, old boy? Because I keep saying Grants Pass. I keep hearing myself saying that. You've got to take that commercial off the air right away. You refuse. I shouldn't get upset with that. Okay, it's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon. Sorry. All right, go ahead, David. Dave.
P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
No, that's not you. I didn't talk to you. I was talking to Dave.
No, I'm talking now. You're off the air. Goodbye. No, I'm only kidding.
All right.
But this is the end of the show.
It is. Oh, good Lord.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Dave, tell David to call tomorrow.
I will.
Thank you very much. I'm
good night,
sorry.
Everybody.
Good night, everybody. God bless you. Thank you.